Hi there, how you doing? Hey, this is Mr. Motive. This is Mr. PD Motivator and American Rebel. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to you from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm calling for all you fellow American First people, as well as Trump supporters, all of you. I'm calling, talking to all of you today, and hopefully some new voice probably too. But the one thing I want to talk to you about. And I've been talking to you about a lot of things, right? And I did a couple of things that were direct towards for people, but then also directed to the Trump team too, a little bit, to just little observations in regards to things. And the one thing I want to discuss in regards to what's going on is thuggery and bullying. Mm-hmm. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this one's gonna be called the Democratic Party versus the Iranian government, or terroristic country. And I'll tell you the reason why. Now, before I go into this, please do not think I'm saying that the Democratic Party itself is a terroristic threat. No. But they use the same tactics in certain ways. And it's just as devastating, too. And see, this is the problem. We have a huge conspiracy going on in regards to this election. Huge conspiracy going on this election. Huge. I mean, you thought the killing of JFK was hit all the twists and turns on it, of who covered whose butt on who covered whose other butt. You know that this is nothing. This election is nothing on the assassination of JFK has nothing on this right here. I mean, you have it all. You have people from their own Democratic Party, the media, the voting people, and then you have the voting places. You have special groups. And you have a whole bunch of people all on one thing, and that one thing is to keep Donald Trump from being reelected. It's just that plain and simple. We all know that this election was stolen. This is being stolen from Donald J. Trump. We know it is, and the thing is that we just have to keep fighting, and hopefully Donald J. Trump will still continue to fight it afterwards too, while we're doing it too, until we cannot no longer fight it. And I've outlined some strategies. And some information, some things that I thought would be, that I've noticed and observed, and I put out on a couple other podcasts. So the perfect strategy, something about, one was the strategy type one, and one's using your resources while you have them, that type of thing. And the one thing I want to talk to you about is this, the comparison between the Democratic Party, the liberal progressive Democratic Party, versus the Iranian terroristic government. I mean, both do the same thing. Now, please bear in mind when I say they both do the same thing in order to get results, to get what they want. They use, just like, we'll start with the Iranian, okay? The Iranian government and terroristic groups, in order to take control of a country, what they tend to do is they basically want the men for the fighters, right? And they want and then maybe some women for fighters and some other stuff. So what they do is, in essence what they do is they raid a city, or they would raid a city, like in the old days, raid a city, use up their resources, and basically then separate the people. And what they would do then is, for the people that they wanted to be their soldiers, what they would do is they would hold their families hostage, put some in prison, and for the ones that did do well, they took care of them. But for the other ones that didn't, well, then they put in prison, they held hostage. They basically held a threat over their whole family and their whole well-being. So they would serve the army or serve the military loyally. And so therefore, many of them didn't felt different, but were both obligated, and they had to, because of the way the their military and by their government was using their family members, their work, their well-being in an effort to control them. And that's what they did. And if not, they shot them, and they shot people, they shot family members, and executed family members, and all this other stuff. So we see how this guerrilla-like intimidation system, just a systemic intimidation, happens to play. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic Liberal Socialistic Communistic Party is the exact same way. They are the exact same way. Telling you right now. But instead of putting a gun to people's heads and shooting people, they use pressure. They use the press. They use and some Republicans are caving in on it. I mean, and it's sad. Some of these Republicans just need to continue to have a backbone. You know, Donald J. Trump had your back for you and gave you the best economy that you had and got you elected. Now you're gonna back off from him. I mean, how dare you? How dare you? You're afraid that the Democrats are going to have control, and that you're going to be a target. Grow a set of balls. Come on. I mean, and the more you give them, the more it's like one of my podcasts. You give them an inch, they take a mile. They want to take a mile, or they take a mile. So therefore, what I'm telling you is that they do the same thing. So with these courts, and I saw. You know, it's amazing how all these people want to come out, but as they find out on it, not a lot of people don't want to come out because they're getting threats, their family's being threatened, their job is being, their livelihood is being threatened by the Democratic liberal left people and all their affiliates. So you have Republicans going on backing down a little bit because not that they want to, but because they see they're opportunists. They're seeing that, you know, they have no faith in Trump and that Joe Biden is going to win and basically be in power in January, and the Democrats are having control. And so therefore they want to be on the side that they want to be on the side of the devil than be on the side of the good. Say they would better be a slave to the devil than being a opponent for good, and that's wrong. That is absolutely completely wrong, completely wrong. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you don't back down. People, there's plenty of people out there, and they have sworn affidavits, but they don't want to show up for court. Why? Because they've been threatened. Their family's been threatened. Their livelihood's been threatened. Their whole life's been thrown into turmoil. I mean, take a look at the Flynn person, that General Flynn under Trump. His family was put through the rollers and financial rollers and everything, through hell in every single aspect, because he was with Trump, and they were gonna use that as a bargaining chip for Flynn to go against Trump and to for them to make a case for him so they could impeach him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's called the thuggery and bullying. It's systematic. You know, you liberals out there, you liberals and African American people that are and black people are there and everything else, you think it's okay to intimidate a Trump supporter. You think it's okay to intimidate people while they're eating and all this other stuff, and the ones that do it, and you think it's okay for you to make everyone's life a living hell, but you don't like it when they make your life a living hell, and when they use intimidation on you. You go over when that happens with the police. You go out and say Black Lives Matter and all this other Black Lives Matter and police brutality and white systemic racism and all this other stuff. You put all that out, and some of it is true, but some of it is just stuff that is put out by the Black Lives Matter people and all those other people to keep people in line. It's called thuggery, and it's called thuggery. And it's called abuse. and bullying. You're bullying people in order to do it. And that's the problem. That is the problem. You have all this stuff happening in regards to it, but you don't really, but you don't, but you know what? You're allowing it to happen. They want it to happen. They want it to happen against you, against their enemies, against the Trump people, and against the other people in the United States that want to back Trump up, but for in regards to this fraud, which is a systemic fraud. But they don't want to get in the way or get in the, be from get in the way from the actual citizen to the vote counter that can make his that can actually be a good testimony to people in Congress, especially some senators and some people in Congress that are Republican and everyone else. You know, what they're doing is they're systematically bullying, and they're bullying people so that they back down, so that Trump doesn't, so that so they don't think so, because they're afraid. They're afraid that Trump can do it. And I think if Trump could do it, if he has the resources to do it, and he has the backing to do it. But the fact is, there's people out there that are too afraid, too afraid. Too afraid to go out there and to hold their ground. Remember, I gave a podcast called Never Give Up, right? It was called Bring It. And I remember saying, all you protest, all the Trump protesters, you're gonna get hit with mobs and mobs of bad press. You're gonna get hit with Antifa. You're gonna get hit with Black Lives Matter people. You're gonna get hit with everybody. And the thing is, you can do one of two things. You can fold and back up and back down, back away from someone that didn't back away from you and took care of you, or you can stand up to these bullies and basically and be your own person. And to show your and show it, and then let them be the let them be the violent ones. Let them be the violent ones. And it did not to back down from it, because the very moment you back down is the very moment that you give that it's signs of giving up. That's why I was upset. That's why I was upset that Trump actually allowed Biden as much leeway as he has with his updates and all his updates and everything else now. Because now Biden now wants more and more and more, and it's a mean of a sign of okay, well, weapons if I don't win the election. No, it's we're going to fight this to the tooth and nail, and then when it comes to January, then we'll give the whole transition. Then we'll do a formal transition after January if this all comes out that you're, or after all this mess is done, we'll do a transition after that. But until then, no, you're not getting any more than you have. But still, you know that they use thuggery, they use their own people against the Republican Party against Trump. And I mean, ladies and gentlemen, for all you people, for all you folks that are on the Republican Party, okay? Trump worked hard for you. Trump did it for all of us in America. He worked hard for us to give us the money, give us the America that we deserve, not the America that we don't deserve. And for you, all of you, not to back him up, it's just a sin. Because he needs you right now. He needs us, America first. And all this in this whole case of systemic thuggery and bullying, we gotta stand up to these bullies. We gotta stand up to them. You know, there's. Remember what I said, and I wholeheartedly say this. There's more of us that believe in a real America and Trump supporters than any liberal left, fascist, socialist, communistic, Democrat, or liberal. There's far more of them of us. And everyone's in their own parking lot, and most the majority of the people, it's like kids in a playground, and most of the kids at the playground are one type, are you know, have share one thing. But there's a bullies, there's some bully, groups of bullies that are in that part there, and they bully around, just want the weakest person and bully them and take their money, lunch money, and beat them up and, you know, make them look bad and that type of thing. I mean, that's what they do. And the thing is, the people want to stand up for it, but they don't want to get involved. They don't want to get in the fight, get involved in the fight. Until that bully then goes over and he's tired of that one person, he goes to another person. Because that's what bullies do. They get tired of another person, of bullying one person because it's no longer fun for them, and they bully another person. And then basically at that point in time, then it's like they lose that playground advantage. Well, ladies and gentlemen, why are we backing down from that? You don't want to get involved. Why don't you want to get involved? You afraid of the systematic thuggery and the bullying? Are you one of those kids that sat back and just watched the other kid get beat up and have his lunch money taken from him? Or were you the ones that stood up and said, stop it? And when the bully came up to that one person, a whole bunch of other kids that were far more outraged, outnumbered the bully by far, stood up and said, "No, we don't want it." And the bully backed down. This is our turn. This is our country, folks. This is a systematic crime in regards to what's happening with this election. And the thing is, they are winning in a way. They're winning in the way that they are. That people aren't some. That the people that need to be stepping up, some of them are not, because they're just too afraid of what may happen. They're too afraid of what's going on. What may happen to their family or whatever the case may be, or their life, or death threats or whatever. They're too afraid of. They're just plain too afraid of everything. They just want to stay out of it, stay in the shadows. The problem is, when you stay in the shadows, they take over. The problem is, when have you ever seen movies where they're old westerns and the there's a whole village, and the desperado, the good guy, rides in the town, and it's a nice little town, everyone's nice and quiet, the flowers are everywhere, that type of thing. And I mean, it's a huge village. It's huge, right? And there's flowers everywhere and markets everywhere and people are walking around everywhere. Then all of a sudden a bell rings, ding 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 ding, and all of a sudden four or five six des six desperados come in, and everyone hides. They take their kids and put them in the house. They shut the doors. They close the markets down, and they shut that things down and shut it down right away, and right before the thugs come in. Even though they're outnumbered, the thugs are outnumbered, the people don't want, they're afraid. They're intimidated. Then finally what happens is that town finally grows a set of balls, and then the good guys are trying to fight the fight for them. And then finally some of the townspeople all gang up on all the townspeople gang up on the thugs, and they run out, and they go get out of town because the whole town was against them. The whole town of 300 people, the 250 people, were stood up to the six thugs and their partners that were in there. Ladies and gentlemen, the time for running is done. Donald J. Trump never ran from anything. He hit it hard face on. He took Corona and he ran, hit it face, he hit it head first, so that we so that he could st so he could still so he could still so he could still campaign to top thing before the election and do a rally. He worked hard to bypass all that bullshit that he went through Russia, to other investigations, through the storm situation, and then finally through this, through the other, and then finally through everything else, through coronavirus. He fought through it all for us. I think it's time that we reward, we tell Donald J. Trump, show Donald, no, we don't tell him. We show Donald J. Trump that we are not those scared people in that village. that we know our numbers are far more than the liberal left, progressive, socialist, communistic, fascists that want to take over our country and mess it up. And for all of you that know of what's been going on in regards to what's going on in this with the voting and want to, but you can't, don't want to, grow a set of balls and do it, because Donald J. Trump stood up for you. You need to stand up for him. That's what I tell you. If someone came up to me and said, I need to stop this broadcast, I'd say, we're going to kill you. I'd say, come on, give it a shot. We'll see who kills who first. I'm not afraid of you. Bring it on. Just better make sure that you're going to win, because if not, I'm going to kick the shit out of you. And I may even kill you. How about that? We have to. We have to fight the systematic, just like the African American, Black Lives Matter people are fighting the police brutality situation in regards to African American males and being killed. We have to stand up to this America for the ideals in which we are embedded by our forefathers, and the opportunities that were given to us by our forefathers that are being taken. They're going to be taken from us by Joe Biden and his crew. I'm telling you this, folks, because if not, then you have nothing to blame. You're all to blame, and you're going to bring everyone else down with you like a drowning victim. Think about it. So this is the American Rebel. Remember, for all those that can and do, go out and protest. Protest and rally. Donald J. Trump, protest and rally. Let's go ahead and show these liberal, left, socialist, progressive, communistic, fascist oppressors that we don't want them. And we're not going to put up with it. And if we have to put up with it, then we're going to be in your face each and every single time with not a moment's peace. Each and every single moment. And then for those that can't, like me, well, then we're going to flood the internet. We're going to flood the phone calls. And we're going to let them know that we are not going to go down. We're not going to go down on the fight. We are not going to be stopped. We are not going to be intimidated if you call us racist. We're not going to be intimidated if you force us, if you try to threaten us in any way. We're going to say, bring it on. And we're going to, because you may be able to take on me by myself, but you can't take on everyone else behind me. You can't take on the millions and the hundreds of millions of Americans that want a real America. You can't do that. You can't take all of us on. You can't. That's it. This is me, Pete, Mr. Motivator, talking to you. That's why I said the Iranian people, they use thuggery, and they use malice, and they used bullying to keep the people in line. The Democratic Party does the same thing, just on a different level. That's less violent, but just as effective, and even more. And we need to get back on pace so that we can get to the bottom of this election, so no one else, and so that this doesn't ever happen again, and it's brought to light, and maybe we could save Donald J. Trump for president. Maybe not, but for sure we can at least we can take back our country. And let this BS behind. Peace out. God bless. I love you all. And remember, America first, brothers and sisters. America first. Peace out.